It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
On Tuesday, USDA released their February crop production supply and demand estimates. We've already talked about how the report turned out to be friendly to neutral to the wheat market. Today, we'll cover what the numbers said for corn. We'll do that after this break.
2024 was a year of extremes, a cool and wet spring and a hot and dry fall. We've had a chance to reflect on what worked and what didn't. Did your marketing plan help you market grain? Did your crop insurance levels limit your risk and help you maximize profits and help take the sting out of a tough season? Martinson Ag will tailor a policy that protects your operation. Call the professionals at Martinson Ag today and let us help you design a strategy that works for you. Protect your future today with Martinson Ag.
February's crop production report from USDA usually is not a very important report, but since we've had two bullish reports coming from USDA for corn in the last 2 months in a row, everybody was hopeful that we could see a little bit of, another friendly report for corn. The report turned out to be actually a non-event, as USDA made very little changes at all to the U.S. numbers. We did see for 23 some changes in classification of some demand, but in the end, stocks were left unchanged, and that followed through to the same for 2024. USDA left virtually all numbers unchanged, except they did increase the national average price 10 cents to $4.35. Stocks came in at 1.54 billion bushels. That was 19 million bushels above expectations because the trade was expecting USDA to increase corn exports, possibly even corn ethanol demand because of the strong demand that we've been seeing for both those categories. But yeah, they took the kick it the can down the road method and waiting to see if exports will continue to remain strong, even with the threats of tariffs or the potential having tariffs once again. But we did see some adjustments as far as the world numbers were concerned, and that's where things got to be more interesting and actually friendly to corn. Corn world stocks were actually placed at 290.3, which is the lowest they've been at in 10 years. That was down 1.9 million metric ton from expectations and down 3 million from the previous month. Well, we did see production for Argentina was trimmed by 1 million metric ton. Brazil's production was trimmed by 1 million metric ton. We did see Ukraine's exports dropped by 1 million metric ton. And China's imports, this was the big one that we saw for corn, China's imports were dropped by about 3 million metric ton. Overall, this report was, you have to consider, to be neutral to the corn market, but corn has got some other important things that have kind of helped to keep that market somewhat stable and strong. Demand continues to be strong, and right now the big debate is where will acres fall in 2025?
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.